Hi everyone, it's Mac, and it's Friday, the 4th, is it, of May, and I am now back home. We came home early afternoon, and so I have taken time just to head on up to the town, through the parks, just a little bit of business, and then get some, well, I wouldn't say fresh air, I've had plenty of that through the week, but just want to get in the house and get in the routine of sitting in front of the computer again right away. So I decided to come out. And, you know, as I walk through this park, I can see over to my left the cemetery, the graveyard, where I may or may not be interred. We have a plot there, but it depends where we end up in life. But the plot is actually about three spaces down from one of the guys I grew up with, Rory, who died sadly at 48. And every time I pass, I look over and I think of Rory. And I happen to notice this guy, a big heavy set guy, who's sitting on the bench. There's a bench just a few gravestones up from Ronnie's plot. And there's a guy, big heavy guy, and he just happened to pop open a can of beer, I noticed. And so he's sitting there having a beer in the cemetery. And first impressions was, he's an alky, he's went in there to hide away at the back of the cemetery and sit there for an hour or two, just drinking his bag of booze. And then I thought, am I reading this guy wrong? Have I got it all wrong? Which wouldn't surprise me, because we do that, don't we, human beings? We read a situation instantly, and a lot of the times we've read it entirely the wrong way. So what I did was, I doubled back. Now this might sound terrible, me being bloody nosy, but it was a double reason. It was to drop in and see Ronnie, have a little word with him, and just to make sure there was no untowards, of course. And all the time I'm walking into the cemetery grounds, I could see the guy in the distance sitting, drinking his beer, and I thought, I know I've got it wrong, and I'm going to start thinking positive. There's a reason this guy's doing that, and he's not hiding away. So, as I said, there was only a few gravestones from Ronnie's grave. So I went and spoke to Ronnie. A few words just. Because he's a twisted sword at times. But I miss him. And there's another little story I can add on to this, but I may do it another time. I don't know, we'll see. So anyway, I kind of watched the guy out the corner of my eye, and he was sitting quietly. And so I thought, I'm going to go up and just broach the situation and went up and I just said, you know, this weather ain't getting any better, it's still cold. He says, yeah, you're right, son. He says, do you want to sit down? I says, no, I'm just in to see my mate. And he says, I'm the same. He says, that's my buddy over there, across from me. He says, we were drinking pals, used to go to the pub. He says, and I miss him. He says, so every now and again, he says, just get a couple of cans, one for him, one for me, and I come down here and I just sit and look across to him and I talk to him in my head. And I share a beer with him. And that's all he had actually, was two cans. And he was a well-dressed guy. That's another impression, isn't it? A well-dressed guy. He's a nice guy. That's terrible. But anyway, so we just had a short conversation and I says, well, I should have shared the fag with Ronnie because he's a chain smoker and I smoked heavily and I gave it up though about over 30 years ago. So I just wanted to relate that story. I'm just back home. I see something. I get the wrong impression. And thankfully, my mind, I corrected that before I even got near to the guy or even spoke to the guy. I sorted it in my head that I was reading it all wrong and there was a genuine reason behind it all. So, I'm glad my mind sorted itself out. And I'm glad that I didn't allow first impressions to poison my mind. So, just a little story. I felt that since I was out and about and since I've been away, I'd get in there and put some content into the massive list of booze that I'm now trying to catch up while I'm out and about. So, bye for now.